I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. My final guests today are here to talk about Young Frankenstein. Welcome to the show.
That's Frankenstein.
Thank you, Callum. I appreciate that. Well, I'm here with Sam, Dorothy, and Callum. They are all Thunder Mountain High School students, and they are all involved in the production of Young Frankenstein. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And we also want to acknowledge your teacher who's outside. And hello, he's waving. Is he the director of the musical?
Yes, he is, Mr. K.
And Sam Viteri, you're the assistant director. How's That's it going right. so far?
It's going absolutely incredibly. We were recently, a good portion of the students were on this thing called Music Fest, which was a bit of an extension for us. So we got that time to work on lines. And even though it got us a little bit behind, we're really ramping up to make it to this due date. Well, not due date, but the day that we start opening. And
opening
it's
night.
Going pretty great, honestly, so far.
Well, you open on the 25th. That's Thursday.
That's correct.
You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think we're ready.
And we have some photos from one of your rehearsals. Those are up on our website, ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. Costume, makeup, set. Looks great. And you guys are going to sing something for us, too. But before we get to that, I just have a couple questions. Most importantly, have any of you seen the Mel Brooks movie, Young Frankenstein?
I know I have.
I've seen a bit of it.
I have not watched it because I'm afraid I'm just going to do exactly what Gene Wilder does, but probably worse because I'm not Gene Wilder.
Oh, no, no one can be Gene Wilder. Big shoes to fill. That's interesting. I always like to ask that question to performers who come in, if they are doing a play that was based on a movie that was really popular, like Steel Magnolias, you know, because I think if you've seen it, it will influence you. So I'm glad to hear that some of you have and some of you haven't. Okay, so Sam, you're the assistant director. Dorothy, what character do you play?
I play Igor.
Igor.
The assistant to Dr. Frankenstein.
And can you relate to Igor at all? Do you guys have any overlap in your personalities?
I feel like Igor really likes to make a good joke, and I can relate to that in my life I'm also kind of a humorous person, so I also like to, you know, take the opportunity and make a joke.
And how do you like the costume and the makeup?
The costume, for me, is just a big black cloak, basically. And so that's not so fun when we're dealing with stage lights because it gets pretty warm, but it's also very fun to just go and flap it around.
Cool. And Callum Marks, you play Dr. Frankenstein. And how's that going so far?
It really is going. I'm not used to being the straight man, and I hesitate to call anyone in this show the straight man.
It's a pretty funny production.
It's all pretty ridiculous, but as far as it goes, Frederick's kind of the most, not mellow, but the most realistic, I guess, or the most down to earth until he, you know, follows in his grandfather's footsteps.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the story for those who don't know. What is this about?
So Frederick Frankenstein, or Frankenstein, is the grandson of Victor von Frankenstein. So this happens just after Victor Frankenstein's death. And I start off the play in New York as a professor.
The Dean of Anatomy.
Thanks, Viteri.
But you don't stay in New York.
No, then he comes to Transylvania, and he meets a lot of great people like Igor. And eventually, after some convincing, he decides to build a monster.
He has to be convinced. I don't want to give too much away. People will just have to come and see it. And I think before we go any further, we should hear a song from the production. What do you guys say?
All righty.
All right. Let me get this music queued up for you. Okay. So this song, what's the name of the song? Well, can you tell me, Colin?
It's called Together Again.
Together Again.
Like Laurel and Hardy, like Coke and Bacardi, like Juliet and Romeo. ebb and flow, to and fro, together, together again. Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream. Up until now's been the worst time. But now that you're here, we're a team. Together again for the first time. Haven't a woe or a care. No longer a bad and a cursed time. It's easy to see, you have to agree. We're destined to be a great pair. All of my life I've been stooging around. Nothing to do at a loss. All of my life I've been stooging around. But what good is a stooge if he ain't got a boss? Together again for the first time. Back on the track to renown. We're gonna thrill 'em, we're gonna kill 'em. You'll be the teacher, we'll make a new creature. And scare the living daylights right out of this town.
No, stop it, stop it, you don't understand. I'll only be here for a few days to settle my grandfather's estate. And then I am headed straight back to New York. No laboratories, no creatures.
Bet you change your mind, Master. Come on. Join in a course. It's fun.
My dear Igor, I happen to be the Dean of Anatomy at a world-renowned school of medicine. Although I do sing a bit. And was, in fact, a whiff and poof at Yale.
A whiff and poof? Wow. Come on, Doc. Nobody's around.
Well, nobody is around. Together again for the
Together
first
again
time.
For the first
haven't a
time.
Woe or a care.
Haven't a woe or
no
a care.
No longer a bad and a cursed
time. This is the
time.
Best time.
It's easy to see.
You have to agree.
We're destined to be a great pair. May I?
Take it!
All of my life I've been bossing around. Mean and alone like a Scrooge. All of my life I've been bossing around. But what good is a boss if he ain't got a stooge? Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't wish to embarrass you, but perhaps I could help you with that hump. I am a rather brilliant surgeon.
What hump?
Together again for the first time. We've only met in a dream. Like Ginger and Freddy.
McDonald and Daddy.
Like San Juan and Teddy.
Meatballs and spaghetti.
But the pair that we cry for, the pair that we sigh for, the pair that we die for, is Frankenstein and Igor. For the first time, together again. And then we're gonna stop there because okay. The backing track gets a little weird after this.
Well then I must applaud because that was lovely. That was so good, you guys. You're real pros. I'm very impressed. I was transported. No, I mean, even in the studio, real stage presence. Well done. Well done. And you guys didn't like get a chance to rehearse that here in the studio. We didn't do a sound check. Still sounded pretty good.
We roll with it.
So, that was terrific. So that was a really good song. What are some of your other favorite parts of the musical?
You go first.
One of my favorite parts is one of my costumes, because I have a scene in which I go off stage and have sex with my laboratory assistant, and then my adorable madcap fiancé enters and discovers us, and I get to hang out on stage in heart boxers and a lab coat.
Best costume.
It's so fun.
I couldn't help but notice, I mean, or but, you know, observe that the themes of the play, the production, are rather adult, and you're all high school students. So how did that go? How did you want to handle that, Sam?
The rating of the play, that is?
I guess. Did you guys have any discussion about that, in this process of selecting this as a musical?
I wasn't part of the selection portion of it, but I definitely was a part of at least helping some fine-tuning with editing, because there's this one scene where said madcap fiancé has a very, very intuitous scene where she sings about a part of her that she's very proud about, and we couldn't really... keep that in and have it also be a production that we show. So we had to trim that down a little bit. And we wouldn't really say that for some of the jokes we edited or censored them, but we more so just changed it into a different joke that we could kind of get under the radar.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I just find that to be funny and awesome. And well done, you guys. I think this is going to be a lot of fun for the audience and for all of you. So let's recap the details. When and where is this play, and where can we get tickets?
The play will be this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It will be for all four of those days at 7 p.m. at Thunder Mountain High School. And on Saturday, we have a 2 p.m. showing as well.
It's not at 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, not on Sunday?
I don't think so. No. Nope.
2 p.m. on Sunday.
So, yeah.
So 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Does that sound right?
And yes. There's also 2 p.m.
and 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
Great. And do folks get tickets at the door? Should you get them in advance?
We can do both, honestly. The cast and crew, we have tickets that we're selling, but you can also purchase them at the door showing up.
That's great. How do you think this is going to rate or compare to past productions?
I think this is honestly going to open the door to doing more productions that are more adult focused, or at least have more mature themes in them. Because before this, we did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Uh-huh. And even though that was a great production with a lot of great ideas into it, it was still kind of a little bit young in a sense, at least for kind of a younger audience. So with this one, it being in itself actually rated PG-13, I'm very excited to see what this could bring to later productions for Thunder Mountain and honestly just the high schools here in general. I think that'll be really, really unique. I'm really excited to see what happens next.
Great, great. Well, thank you guys. This has been a wonderful interview. I love the song. I love hearing about the theater. And I also just, I love Young Frankenstein. Great choice. I hope you guys have a wonderful time and a great turnout this weekend. Anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm pretty set, yeah.
All right, great. Thank you to our director, Mr. Yes. K, who's...
Thank you, Mr. K.
Not in the room with us, but we love him.
Thanks, Mr. K. And he's taking a picture. All right. Well, thanks for being here and break a leg.
Thank you.